My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Hsu.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about the simplest way to make six figures as a marketer. So way number one is really easy. A lot of people think that, and I'll share an anecdote here, a lot of people think that you need to have a product, you need to have something to sell initially, but a really easy way to make six figures as a marketer first is just to go work for somebody. So here's the thing. When I first started to learn marketing, what was that, like 24 years old, okay? And I was reading a lot. I ended up getting an internship somewhere, and I ended up changing five jobs in the first year. But each job that I got was exponentially higher than the next one, and it led to really quickly a six-figure job within the first 12 months. So that's a really easy way to do it. You learn a lot. You learn a lot about process. You learn about these systems from these different companies. I learned a lot, and people are like, well, I don't want to work for somebody else. But that 1 year, even if I just work for somebody for 1 year, that's invaluable. That's one way to go about getting started. Neil, I'm sure you have some other thoughts.
Yeah, and to keep in mind, with Eric's switched jobs, if people see that you're switching jobs, some people will be okay with that. They're willing to pay you more. But others, like if you tried working for my company and we notice that you keep switching jobs, we'll look at you as a hopper and we'll tend not to hire based on that. We want people who are really loyal to the company, to the brand, that are going to stick it through versus just hopping around. But Eric is spot on. When you switch jobs, you tend to make more. I had a friend, she worked at Google, and she was telling me how she's going to leave Google for a bit and then she may end up coming back. But in general, by doing that, when you leave, you typically can get a job, maybe a bit better pay, maybe same pay, but a better title. And then when you come back to the company you used to work for, you can, of course, get paid more. The tactic that I like telling people to use, if you're a marketer and you want to make six figures, yes, you could work for someone, but the easiest way to get there is to do a teardown of a website. You go to Crunchbase, you look at all the recently funded companies that have raised at least 3, 4, if not 5 million plus. You don't want to look for companies who have raised anything more than 10 million. The moment they raise more than 10 million, the chances are they're doing most of their marketing stuff internally. When they raise between that amount, you want to take their site, do a teardown, and break down in a Google Doc or a Word document every single item that they can change to improve their SEO, social media marketing, pay-per-click ads, whatever it may be that you're analyzing. And don't just tell them, here's what's wrong. Break down step by step how to fix it. In other words, if they can fix it by just reading the document and not even hiring you, you've done a good job. Then you want to take that document and email the founder, and then separately email the CEO. The founder and email would be one, and then separately you would want to email the board of directors or lead investors. You can find out who the lead investor is on Crunchbase. You can use Hunter.io to find email addresses. And by emailing out these people, let's say if it was the lead investor, you would say, hey, Michael, I know you invested in this company. There's a lot of things that are wrong. I just created a document that breaks down why this company won't grow as fast as they should be. Feel free to pass it on to the CEO. I'm trying to get in touch with them. Not really looking for anything. Just hope that they succeed and you make a return on your investment. Investors put money into a company looking for return. You bet they're going to actually send that to the CEO. Then when you email the founder / CEO, same thing. Hey, so-and-so, there's a lot of things wrong with your company. I know you just raised some money and you want to grow and succeed, but you're not going to grow as fast as you want because of these issues. And you break them down. And in most cases, they just raise money. They're not looking to solve it on their own. They rather just hire you and give you the money to fix all their problems for them. That's the quickest way to make six figures as a marketer. A lot of those people will be willing to pay you 5-10 grand a month to solve the problems that you just outlined for them.
100%. Actually, Neil, do you remember this? This is about a year. So this is when you were, I think, when was this? So yeah, this is a year into me learning digital marketing. And then somehow I got connected with Neil, and I did exactly what Neil was mentioning. I found out Zynga was doing Zynga Poker at the time. They're considering going into real money. And I sent an email out to the CEO, and then we actually ended up getting a conversation. Do you remember that?
I do. And you were breaking down all the conversations and what they're asking, and you were even asking me how you can end up working out a deal. But that was pretty amazing. And it works. It doesn't matter if you're a serial entrepreneur and you've been doing marketing for 20 years, or you're just new into the marketing space, helping people and showing them what's wrong is the easiest way to generate revenue.
Yeah. So what I would say, and Neil's completely right, when we look at hiring people, same for us too, we don't want to look at the hoppers are the ones that it is a red flag. And then sometimes you ask them, why did you hop around so much? But if we're talking about yourself, then it's really important for you to sometimes think about, is it more about learning about or getting a higher salary, or is it about the opportunity? So especially when you're starting out, when you're trying to get to that six figures, I would recommend chasing the opportunity and kind of foregoing the salary. So in some cases, sometimes I would take a decrease in salary because I thought I could learn more, and it actually ended up working out for me. So your gut feeling sometimes in these situations helps out a lot. The final thing I'll say is, if you, let's say you go work for somebody else, the simple way gets you to six figures, but it doesn't jive with you, you don't necessarily have to build a product. You can still, with your good marketing skills, end up going down the route of performance marketing or affiliate marketing, whatever you want to call it, and you can promote something that way. There are a lot of affiliate marketers out there that make 6-7 figures plus, and they do really well. Neil, anything else?
That's it from my end. And thank you guys for listening. We have a special giveaway for you. You guys can find it at singlegrain.com/giveaway. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health.
Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.